and obviously the present government of Afghanistan.
The demonstration follows the deaths on Friday of four civilians whose car apparently pulled out in front of an armored vehicle belonging to an American embassy contractor. Demonstrators also decried the recent deaths of 52 civilians in Helmand province. Locals say the rocket was fired by foreign forces, but NATO's International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, has rejected the casualty numbers. This is not the first time that people took to streets against foreign forces, but it is the first time that women participated, many carrying photos of dead civilians in their hands. Bilal Jawad, FSRN, Kabul.
More U.S. soldiers died in Afghanistan last month than in any other month in the nine-year-long war. 66 died in July, up from the second most deadly month, June. And yesterday, the Netherlands became the first of the NATO nations to withdraw their combat troops from Afghanistan. In Pakistan, the worst flooding in 80 years has killed more than 1,000 people and left some 1 million more in need of emergency aid. Doctors Without Borders reports that entire towns have been washed away. Tens of thousands of Afghan soldiers have been pulled from combat missions to aid in search and recovery. Islamic charities, who provided substantial aid during other natural disasters, are largely absent. Just after the League of Arab States gave a green light to direct peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, rocket fire from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns followed. Over the weekend, Israel responded with warplanes. FSRN's Rami El-Maghari reports.
Hamas says the Arab League's approval of direct talks between the PA and Israel would prompt Israel to further attack the Palestinian people. Hamas's statement came concurrent with a series of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip over the weekend.
My dick cost a late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD.
My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo shit look like you 14.
My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo dick look like Gary Coleman.
My dick pink and big. Yo dick stinks like shit. My dick got a seizure, dude. Yo dick needs a tweezer, dude.
My dick is like super size. Yo dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo dick half staff, it needs work.
My dick been there and done that. Yo dick sits up with Dutch cap. My dick VIP. Yo shit needs ID.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. We got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. We got dicks like Jesus.
My dick need no introduction. Yo dick don't even function.
My dick served a whole luncheon. Yo dick look like a munchkin.
My dick size of a pumpkin. Yo dick look like Macaulay Culkin.
My dick good loving. Yo dick good for nothing.
My dick bench press 350. Yo dick couldn't shoplift at Thrifty.
My dick pretty damn skippy. Yo dick hungry as a hippie.
My dick don't fit down the chimney. Yo dick is like a kid from the Philippines.
My dick is like a M16. Yo dick broken vending machine.
My dick parts the seas. Yo dick farts and queens.
My dick rumble in the jungle. Yo dick got touched by your uncle.
My dick goes to yoga. Yo dick fruit roller.
My dick grade A beef. Yo dick made a geek.
My dick sick and dangerous. Yo dick quick and painless.
My dick enough said. Yo dick love spread.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. PS, we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. PS, we got dicks like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what, folks? That's not my voice. This is Eddie Reddy, vintage, hanging out in the house, and this is the long-lost co-host, Jay Brown, Jason Awesome. What's up, man? Where you been?
How's it going, dude?
Dude, it's going fantastic. It's hot. It's summery. Although, we could use a little less smoke in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Forest fires abound.
Yeah.
I just got back from the Maritimes in Montreal.
Ooh. As I said, I think we talked about that you were going there, but I've always wanted to go. I've just never had the chance to go.
It's lovely. I've got stories to tell. But that's, we'll keep that for later in the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we're just starting things off right now. There's no rush. That was a little Mickey Avalon, My Dick, one of my favorite classics from a few years ago. Unfortunately, his second album didn't do too well, but he's on tour right now. Go figure.
Mickey Avalon,
MySpace phenomenon.
Apparently, if I had a penis like Mickey Avalon's, I'd make it run for president.
Yeah,
because that guy's wiener can do a lot of
stuff.
Great things, apparently, according to the song.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just inane bragging.
No.
I believe everything he's saying.
100% truth teller right there.
Yeah.
Well, I brought in some music. You brought in some music. You were talking about the new Arcade Fire album.
Which... Everybody's talking about the new Arcade Fire album, blah, blah, blah. What else? What do you need to know? It's freaking awesome. This song's called The Month of May. You're listening to Hot Mess. Let's rock it.
Start.
Well.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jay? I think it was pretty fantastic.
Damn right.
You have a story. Tell me a story about this Arcade Fire business.
Oh, well, I was in Montreal recently, the Oceagaga Googla Festival or whatever the hell it's called.
That's quite the name of a festival.
Oceaga, I think.
Oceagaga. Okay.
Oceagaga.
Just Google festival in Ushi whatever. And
they're from Montreal. They headlined this festival. It was Cuckoo Bananas.
Cuckoo Bananas. Can you define Cuckoo Bananas for those of us who are not familiar with that term?
I don't know, man. Like, the lead singer and his wife started this band, or his significant other,
mm-hmm.
According to what I've learned. I was never a big Arcade Fire fan from the get-go,
but this
album, The Suburbs, has made me a fan.
Hmm.
And I think it's really cool that, you know, a couple started a kick-ass band and make awesome music together. It's like Fleetwood Mac. It's like if you gave Fleetwood Mac some punk. If you add a little punk in the Fleetwood Mac stew.
Did you just say Fleetwood Rack?
Yeah, she had a nice Fleetwood Rack.
She did have a nice rack.
If you added a little punk in the stew that is Fleetwood Mac, right? Some spacey elements, maybe a little Hawkwind in there. Maybe some other stuff. Maybe some cool stuff that no one's ever even heard of. Mix it up. Add a dash of salt. That's probably the Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
And everyone's going crazy for this album, The Suburbs. You know, and I was like, oh my God, here's another hype, overhyped Canadian indie rock band. But
there's definitely a lot of those.
It's truth, though. This time it's truth. I believed the hype. I bought the album. This is the first. I went to the CD store.
You went to the CD. Who goes to the CD store?
Exactly. And I bought the CD just so I could have it in my truck.
What?
On an ongoing basis.
I'm quite surprised by this, Jay Brown.
Alongside Death From Above, which has never left my car in, like, what, almost
I don't
years.
Have the original album, but I have the pink and blue one. The remix is fantastic.
CDs that never leave my car.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I don't have the MP3 hookup.
No, I don't either. I need it. Sucks.
These are the CDs that never leave my car.
Let's hear them.
New to the list, Arcade Fire, The Suburbs. Old to the list, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, Death From Above, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And the best of Hall & Oates.
Okay, fair enough. Mine's very different.
Why did you give me that? Why you just gave me a weird look? You have a problem with Hall & Oates?
I don't. No, here's the thing: is that like I'm not like uber Hall & Oates fan, but everyone says that you know they are music.
Hall & Oates had 32 hit singles, probably more.
I'm not denying their hit factor.
They had 68 hit singles.
I'm sure that every single song that I hear today has some influence of theirs. I don't know. It's okay. It's cool.
The Method of Modern Love.
I know the song.
Rich Girl.
I know. Well, which has just been remade recently by a really crappy band that I won't mention.
I Can't Go For That. You Can't Come or something like that.
Yeah.
Other hits include, I'm going to list all of Hall & Oates' hits. Actually, I can't do it. The show's only an hour and a half long.
We'd be here way too long.
Exactly.
I have a song, Jay. It's not Hall & Oates. It's actually Rihanna. However, it's remixed by Chufu, and I kind of like it. What do you think?
That's cool. Can we maybe play some Hall & Oates later?
Yeah, we sure totally can. Maybe I'll find a remix for you.
On Hot Mess. We'll be right back.
been a sideman in my whole life. I let the engine run in. I just came to see what you would do if I gave you a chance to make things right. So I made it, even though Katie told me that this would be nothing but a waste of time. And she was right.
I work damn hard, so You walk like gorilla, you be raising the dead like Michael Jackson. Till I don't step in and never guess against no illa. Call me a bum, cause baby I am on it. Drinking gin and tonic, I know that you want it. I own this shit all week, this beat's for all my freaks. We're running on no sleep, so light the shots up. Because this party's jumping, we turn the volume up and don't stop till we get enough. I work damn hard, so I'll play damn hard. I'm lost in the night, cause I work damn hard, so I'll play damn hard. I'm lost to lose my mind, cause I work damn hard, so I'll play damn hard. I'm lost in the night, cause I work damn hard, so I'll play damn hard. I'm working 7 days and pulling 24 hours a day, and I don't have no regrets for how hard I play. Time to lose my mind.
Guess who that was, Jay?
I'm going to say that it was Tiesto.
Yeah, it was.
Featuring
who?
Former guest.
Host
of this very radio show.
K Music.
Wow.
Girls Blown Up. And I think that track was pretty fantastic, personally.
You know what? I'm not of the glow stick waving ilk. I was never really into dropping e-bombs and dancing the night away in fluorescent pants. I did, however.
Neither was I, maybe.
And that song makes me want to do that. I did have a chance to interview Tiesto a few years back.
Did you? I didn't know that.
He's actually a really nice guy. I don't really listen to any of his music, but I respect the fact that he makes it.
His new album's pretty fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah, I really like it.
I'm impressed with our girl K.
Mm-hmm.
Making music with Tiesto.
I have a feeling her new album, which will be out sometime within the next year, I would assume, is going to be pretty tight.
Well, good for her.
So where are you going after the show, Jay?
I am going to the airport to visit another musician friend of ours.
Are you going
to
pick him up, or are you just visiting him at the airport?
No, he's got a 4-hour layover here in Vancouver.
Oh, I see.
Visiting family. We're both from Calgary. He actually lives in Australia. 10 years ago, he and I threw on some backpacks, left Calgary, Alberta, Canada, went to Australia.
And he never came back?
And he never came home and started a band called Mojada. And they just finished their debut album. And it's poppy, electronic, good times, summertime, fun times music.
You just said my two favorite words in the entire world, poppy and electronic.
I know.
It's really exciting for me right now.
It kind of tasted a little bit like vomit when it was coming out of my mouth. Only because, listen, you know that I don't necessarily like that kind of music.
Yeah. However,
I love loud, angry music.
You do.
And I'm not ashamed to say it.
But here's the thing. That's what makes our show so awesome, because I like the poppy electronic and you like the loud and angry, and I can deal with both.
Right. We're like one of those sugar-covered cereal snacks.
Yes.
One side's frosted and the other side
rough
is straight up shredded. It's just shredded wheat.
Shall we listen to this Mojada, people?
You're the frosted side. You're not letting me finish my story.
Sorry.
You would probably be the frosted side.
For sure.
And I would be more of just the straight shredded wheat side.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Agreed completely, 110%.
If you want to tell us which side of the cereal you are,
please call us.
Sugary or shredded wheat. Call us at 604-822-2487. We are Hot Mess. This is CITR 101 point something or other.
101.9.
Yeah, FM. I knew that.
Vancouver.
All right, here's some Mojada on Hot Mess. Check it. They're from Australia, mate. Oh. Jada.
That's right. Mojada.
High as the sun.
I like.
Here on Hot Mess. Those guys are from Australia. My good friends in the band. You know, it's catchy as hell. What can I say?
I think it's fantastical.
Anything with a beat that will make the ladies shake their derrieres,
you know,
in my opinion, is not a bad thing at all.
It's got that summer feel to it.
very summery, very very coastal Australian kind of.
Yeah, but
hop on a surfboard, catch a few waves, and then dance around a fire as the sun's going down.
But coastal Australia works for coastal BC.
Canada.
Vancouver.
Which is why.
We're like a mini Australia / LA / BG, but not the weather. But right now we got the weather.
So many Australians in Whistler.
It's true.
There's a reason why they come here.
It's mini, mini Sydney.
It reminds them of home. I just got a little bit emotional there.
Jay, where you been? You went away. You went to this Koji Koji Oshibochi Festival, whatever the hell it's called.
Buddy, I went to a family 50th wedding anniversary in Halifax.
That could go really well or really bad, depending.
Well, I found out that I had a lot of second cousins that I, A, either hadn't talked to since I was 12 years old, or B, had never met before in my life.
It's kind of fun and kind of weird.
I'm not related to them because this is like my step parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay.
But it got me thinking about cousins and cousin attraction, because I could see how someone might end up. Now, keep in mind that this is just hypothetical entirely. But I don't, I understand.
Hypothetically speaking, warning.
I understand now why there are so many freaks in the world. You know that I have a fear of freaks. And I decided I needed to confront my fear, right?
Yeah.
But I'm putting two and two together now. I'm assuming that a lot of freaks are born because of wedding anniversaries where people show up and they're like, hey, who's that attracted? Wah, wah, wah. Uh-oh.
Get really drunk. Whoops.
Yeah. The morning after, they find out it's someone's attractive cousin.
Staying at the Motel 6.
At the Motel 6. Or the Marriott.
I'm the Marriott.
Or the Seaside Marriott in Halifax. Quite lovely.
I'm sure it is. Diddling your cousin. It's even more lovely when you're doing your second cousin. Oh my God.
I bet you didn't think we were going to take a trip down the Ozarks.
What's it called? What's it called?
Did you?
What is it called when you have sexual relations with family?
Disgusting.
There's a name for it, though.
Disgusting. But that's my whole point, though. It is grotesque.
Incest. Yeah. There you go.
But I can see how some poor drunken bastard might make that mistake at a family reunion or wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God. Speaking of poor drunken bastards, how about some Pearl Jam? I wanted to play your song, but I couldn't find it, so I'll play this song instead. Is that okay?
No.
I'm playing it.
This is the almost overplayed song by Pearl Jam of all
time. Hence why I had trouble finding the other song. Sorry.
Why don't you just play Even Flow? Why don't you just play Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana?
No. I'm playing the song.
All right.
And there you go.
Eddie Vedder con el símbolo de la paz en la camiseta. Radio 3 en directo. Don't call me.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah, you're listening to Hot Mess.
You are.
Here on CITR.
I love how you had to look at the wall to remember that.
I can
hear on... I've been away for so long, I don't remember the call letters.
Ed, I can't remember where I am on a good day.
I don't know where I am right now, Jay.
Oh, we've played so far on the show, our show Hot Mess. By the way, if you want to join us on Twitter, we twat. Twitter.com/hotmess.org. That's
HOTMESSDOTORG. Or you can follow me on Twitter, eVintage, and I'll hook you up there as well.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Or find us on Facebook.
I still really don't understand what Twitter actually does.
Twitter,
but
you don't
follow us anyway.
You don't need to understand it. You just need to embrace it, and then it will become a part of you.
I don't... Whatever. All right.
Blah, blah.
We're friends with so many musicians.
We are.
We live very musical lives.
I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest with you.
I play the lute.
I don't play an instrument, but I listen to a lot of music. Did I tell you I just saw MGMT, actually, not too long ago?
Oh, really?
Yeah, quite good show. And they played a lot from their new album, which sucks, but I was still impressed.
I kind of like that new album.
Do you?
It's got some kind of like, it's got like new age surf music.
It wasn't really for me, but...
I like the song Brian Eno.
Brian Eno?
Yeah, I like that song by that band.
I'm not familiar, but meh.
They're magical pixie men.
They are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never seen them live, but I imagine that they're only a foot and a half tall each. and have pointed ears.
And they were actually lackluster in, like, their showmanship. It was just kind of like, meh, they're another band on the stage, and there's some lights behind them. Which I was really sad about, because their videos and stuff are super creative, and I thought, okay, well, live, we're going to see some cool Lady Gaga-esque, like, crazy time live show business. And I was like, oh, boring. But great music.
Come on, MGMT, pull it together.
I wanted glow sticks and, like, dancing in the dark and stuff.
They could maybe take a lesson from their heroes, the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, exactly.
Who they worked with. The Flaming Lips, I had a chance to dance on stage with
amazing,
the Flaming Lips.
Amazing, dude. Pemberton Festival and those little suits and the balls and the crowd and wow.
I did it here in Vancouver like 5 years ago. I wore a blue and black leopard costume and danced on stage with the Flaming Lips.
Dude,
it was
amazing.
The greatest. It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Speaking of dancing, Jay, I'm going to Burning Man. And I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you should be. Have you ever been before?
No, never.
Yeah.
I'll be dancing, but I may die in the desert as well. So
right.
I want to put it out there that if anybody out there has been to Burning Man and has some really awesome tips for me, please call and tell me, 604-822-2487, because I don't want to die. I want to have a good time, but I don't want to die.
Probably, right off the bat, wear underwear.
Yeah,
because if you're going to burn, like, that's the one part you don't want to burn.
Oh, my God, that sounds terrible.
Your wiener.
No, I don't want to burn that. And I don't want the, like, alkaline dust getting in places that it shouldn't.
How do you avoid that? You're in the desert. And there's are there showers?
Well, we're building our own shower because there is no running water.
How?
With those shower bags, you know, that you buy from the camping shop.
Okay. I was about to be really impressed, like, with your Mythbuster type
MacGyver with
engineer skills.
With gum and a piece of PVC pipe.
You're going to MacGyver that shit. All right. We've played music by some friends already on the show. It's a friendship music extravaganza on Hot Mess right now.
It is.
Another buddy of ours. Recently, he's got a new mixtape that's actually coming out today. Chaos is his name. You know him. You love him. Today he's dropping a mixtape, I believe. I'm not sure if it's today. I think it's today. It's called the Anchorman Mixtape. Google it. Bunch of new material from him, including a song called Blackwater that he did with Sebastian Granger of Death From Above fame.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a song they wrote together after they traveled to the Gulf Coast and saw firsthand some of the...
Some
of the stuff that was going down with the oil in the Gulf Coast. Clam fishermen unable to fish clams. It's a mixed up world we live in. Here's the song Blackwater. Chaos featuring Sebastian Granger.
On Hot Mess.
I've been sleeping with fishes. She's been doing the dishes. Surf's up on the oil spill. Black, black night on the water.
Trying to keep my jeans on. You can do your dance, now you got your drink on. Ain't no fame in my game, baby, hold on. Told you once before, more than a love song.
I can be a Houdini and bring you magic. I think what is happening is so tragic. Just let me through the door, let me be your habit.
Singing songs till we're dead and gone, gone.
Come on, let's whip out tonight. Through the black water.
They be black, black. They slaughter inside of order and can't take that back. Black birds from the sky and flying in that black packs. I feel like a fireman. I'm wanna swing axe, axe.
in petro. They let go Wall Street, Gordon Gecko. But from the get-go, they escrow, echo, shooting electro, magnetic yo. We need an angel, not Jack Frost.
I've been inside of dreams on the seaside. Your friend is the enemy. Nothing is heavy.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day. Same every day. Same. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was for you.
Hall and Oates remix.
A white label remix for Mr. Jason Awesome, because you said you love them so much, right?
Thanks, man. Just I do you, love buddy. Hall and Oates. I was really sad when they played the River Rock Casino here in beautiful British Columbia, and I didn't get to go see their mullets and mustaches flowing in the breeze.
Not that she's or they are anywhere near Hall and Oates, but Blondie's actually coming to...
I would go see Blondie.
To not River Rock, Coquitlam.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty, like, the casino shows, they actually have some pretty awesome, like...
Oh, man, come on. If you're rocking the casino circuit, it's because you were a giant star in the 70s or 80s or 60s or 50s if you're
However,
still alive.
Although, Adam Lambert played the casino circuit, which is really weird, and so did What's-Her-Face, Katy Perry.
Right.
I actually have a Katy Perry song that we might play later today, if you don't punch me in the face.
Well, oh my God.
It's a remix.
Tell me it's not that freaking California. Listen, man.
I guess you're going to punch me in the face.
The worst thing that Snoop Dogg ever did to his career was do that garbage song about
California. I love it.
We've had enough songs about California girls.
Yeah, but she's wearing cupcakes on her boobs.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, she's hot. You know?
And she plays with whipped cream.
But that song sucks ass.
Well, I have a Mastercraft remix if you let me play it, but we don't have to.
I love how you say "let me play." This show's a democracy.
It is.
But listen,
what did you think of the Hall & Oates? That was for you. And I played Pearl Jam.
Can I or can I not freely express my opinion?
Please do.
We live in Canada.
We do. And I'm very happy that we do.
I love to live in a country.
Lots of great things
where I
Canada.
Can express how much I hate that song "California Girls" by Katy Perry.
Yeah,
and not get shot for it.
You would? No, you won't get shot.
Or
I will not.
Or
shot. I might hug you actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. lots of stuff going on in the world. Lots of stuff going on in this radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We got a live broadcast from the Chinese Gardens coming up at 7:30. Pretty exciting stuff.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What other music do you want to play?
Well, seeing as how Scissor Sisters are going to be in town on September 16th at Malkin Bowl, pretty sure I'm going to be there. Why don't we play some new Scissor Sisters off their new album? What do you think of that, Jay? Do you think of that? Was that enough in one sentence without stopping for you?
I like that. Can you, is it okay if I just mention how sexually naive I was at the time the Scissor Sisters' first album came out? Because I actually thought that they were a couple of, like, sisters who cut hair and then became famous. I didn't realize until much later.
What, I guess you haven't seen the cover of the new album. Pretty sure it's like the gayest thing you've ever seen.
No, I didn't realize that it was a reference to two women making sweet love.
What?
Scissor Sisters.
Oh, God,
I'm
so naive too.
Wow.
Oh, wow, this is bad.
We're starting a new radio show right now. It just started. It's called Super Sexually Naive with Jay and Ed.
On that note, here's some Scissor Sisters on Hot Mess.
Woo!
Wild.
Then Mastercraft. I think that starts your Friday off right. Right?
Which?
That song.
What? California Girls by Katy Perry?
Remixed by Mastercraft featuring Snoop Dogg. Love it.
I wish I could shoot myself in the ears right now. If I had a gun, I would blow my own ears off into Kingdom Come.
I don't want you to do that.
Pass me some gauze tape. There's going to be a lot of blood, Ed.
I'm sitting about 3 feet away from you, and I don't want to get any on my shirt. I'm just saying. Jay Brown, it's Friday. It's sunny. It's time to get out there and have some fun. We got a broadcast from the Chinese, Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Cultural Gardens coming up at 7:30. But
music from around the world.
Yeah. It's called Enchanted something or other. Enchanted Evenings. And international music, which is always fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we're bringing it to you live here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
But right now, how about some Mastercraft? And then we'll come back and then we'll say goodbye.
I'm just going to say goodbye right now.
Yeah?
The Katy Perry song has left such a bad taste in my mouth that I actually feel a little bit queasy. I need to go lie down shake this off.
I have some mouthwash if you need it. Jay, turn that frown upside down, because Katy Perry will shoot whipped cream in your face and you will like it.
I'm going straight from here to a Catholic church to get exercised from the Katy Perry demons that are now in my head.
Oh, that's what we're all about here, folks. Hot Mess. We play Hall & Oates, we play Katy Perry, and we play Scissor Sisters. My name is Eddie.
And when you're not around, I play all the punk rock anyone can handle. And I'm not talking about that Green Day shit either. I'm talking about like awesome punk rock bands, and like Fugazi.
When you're not around, I play all the Lady Gaga that I can get my hands on. So there you go.
That's why we're the original Odd Couple. You're like, I'm like Jack Lemmon, and you're like Walter Matthau.
Exactly. Are you ready for it?
Both of those guys are dead right now, by the way.
I'm not dead.
No. You are alive. Thanks for listening to Hot Mess.
Good night.
Down like whatever you want.
What you think I should do then?
Just start tearing up shit.